Good morning. Happy Sisterhood Saturday, community. This is your girl, Vanessa. It's the first Saturday of August, and we are inviting the Girl Trek community and all of our friends, allies, and supporters to walk with us. I'm on the line, I think, with Morgan. Morgan, you there?
I'm here. Let's cue up that hallelujah again.
Let's cue the hallelujah again.
Hallelujah. She gon' gas me up, or she gon' call her Uber. I've been staying on the move just to get the moolah. You ain't talking big things, I ain't talking to ya. We been out in Hollywood, so can y'all act right? Yo, girl, send a brother presents in the past life. She just wanna pull up for the night and get some pad tie. I've been missing nice guy, but I ain't that nice. I've been on point like lights, lag tights. Maybe I'm a trip, but you know I'm brother packed like. Yeah, they go, how you doing? On some hallelujah. She gon' gas me up, or she gon' call her Uber. I've been staying on the move just to get the moolah. You ain't talking big things, I ain't talking to ya.
Hey, yo, your name is Emily. This part is for you.
Vanessa, if you ain't talking big things, I ain't talking to you. If you ain't talking big things, I ain't talking to you. I'm saying sharp and pointed like
call
a selection. Listen, Russell. Hey, Hallelujah is the energy for August, for Black August, for my day right now. The clouds are billowing this over blue, blue, blue sky, green, green, green grass. Got on my straw hat looking like Sealy in the new color purple. Girl, I saw that preview. I saw the preview for the new color purple when I went to go see the Barbie movie. It looked good.
I haven't seen it in a theater, though. The preview, that's probably good.
Yeah, the theater cut is good. It's good. I'm like, okay, all right, let's see. Come on now, too. Oh, I'm here, girl.
Dear God, I'm here.
I'm feeling like Sealy for show, boy. I'm so tired of people with their drive-by energy trying to shoot you. I'm so tired of it.
Yes, I am.
It's just like hold and manage your own energy. Don't be vomiting on people. I'm so over it.
I'm over it too. I had a Reiki appointment yesterday morning, and the lady was like, "You got to call back your power." She was like, "You done left it out there," and she was like, "And energetically, you got to get more spiritually disciplined around just your aura and making sure it's cleansed and making sure it's protected and making sure that you're being discerning." And it is challenging because on the other side, the people don't know. People who don't know what their energy is, they don't even know how they're yielding it. They don't even know when they're sullying yours. Like, they're not cognizant or even aware. So you got to be aware for yourself.
And you got to put on the whole armor of everything that is life-giving, because I'm just telling you, you better lean into the things that bring you life and be shored up because don't let you be depleted. And then they pour in that toxicity into you. You're just like, well, whoa, I'm drowning and I'm poisoned. This is not a good look. But this morning I had two different instances where I woke up playing PYT, feeling good. The windows is open and bright and just feeling great about my life. Hey, FedEx man. Although there's a cute FedEx man that slowed down. That's God saying that good energy is all around.
That's right. It is.
Yeah. But I'm excited about Sisterhood Saturday. I'm excited to hear from women. I think this is the forum. So start to think about what you are grateful for, start to think about ideas you've had for your life, start to think about reflections you've had, anything you've been wanting to say to a million Black women. Listen, get ready to say it. Get ready to say it. This ain't no time to be shy. This ain't no time to be perfect. This ain't no time to be yoked up. Get your throat chakra ready. Open it up.
Yeah.
You are courageous. You are brave and bold. You have things to say. So just open it up and get ready to unmute your line and join this conversation, because we are in this together. This is sisterhood together. What's the agenda, Z?
Well, you can unmute your line and get in the queue if you have, if you want to share something, just like Morgan said, by hitting *9. So So if you got a praise report, if you got a testimony, if you want to share gratitude, if something moved or shifted for you in the month of July, if you're calling in something different in the month of August, or if you got a word for the community, your word might be the specific word that another woman needs. So this is a community walk and talk, *9. We want to hear from you wherever you are in the world. And for us,
Vanessa,
Morgan,
are there guidelines for people calling in? Are there any guidelines?
Good. Yes. It's like testimony service. First of all, you got 2 minutes or less on the pulpit to say what you got to say. We like to hear your name and city, but if you want to protect your identity, you don't have to share your name and city, or you could share somebody else's. That's really it. Those are the guidelines.
Love it.
Yeah, let's share the mic. Maybe if you've been on a walk and talk before and you've had an opportunity, especially more than once, to share, then like open it up for somebody else. And then, especially if you are a woman who is out there, it's like, be courageous. Like, there are so many women who I know have something to say and who are like, this is me, this is my time. But like, you're just talking, so just be courageous. I invite somebody out there who's never spoken before and got on this call today and didn't even think they were going to be the one speaking to *9 and get in the queue, because I know you specifically. Yes, you, ma'am. Yeah, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Got something to say.
I got a lot to say.
I do too.
How you been? I saw your one in Halo. It was cute.
I'm repurposing the Halo today. It's been in the refrigerator for one day for the parade I'm doing today in about an hour. So if you see me again in my Halo from the wedding, just know that I'm in my hometown of Seattle, Washington, y'all. It's always felt good to have a home. I will say that. It's always felt good to have a home and a community. And I'm here, and partially I went to a wedding on Thursday, and then there's a huge parade here on today. And I have been doing this parade since I was 7 years old. Black Festival is what it used to be called. Then we evolved it to the Abosia Fest. But shout out to Ebony Elks Drill Team. I used to march in the purple and white, and I have now graduated to blue, yellow, and orange girl trek representing. We are going to be out there rolling so deep today and having a beautiful time, and then recruiting sisters at the Black Festival there a little bit later on. So it feels good. My hair still looks... Y'all, a lady told me it was too nappy for her to do. She used that word. I didn't even know you could go into a salon and somebody used the word nappy anymore. But she was like, ooh, this hair too nappy. I can't do no finger waves. I wanted to get some finger waves. I thought I was going to look like those girls at the Usher concert, Morgan. I was like, my hair is short now. I'm going to give me some finger waves. It's going to be very Josephine Baker for the wedding. It didn't turn out that way. She tried to do me a press and curl. That look, whatever. And now I'm just rolling with it. I was just like, I've had
to. Can we talk about the leap from the finger waves to the press and curl? Because that was a decision. you could have just went natural. You could have leaned in hard into the natural.
By that time,
like,
she'd already washed it and had the gel in it, and it was like the wedding was at 45. I missed the ceremony. Like, it was like one of those crunch time decisions. And I just was like, this
it was like, I think we're going to go with the press and curl. We're going to go with Oh, you are one of my favorite humans, because you take bold risks, Vanessa. You take bold risks. I'm going to tell you that. Well, it was nice. It turned out okay because you had that flower crown. I don't know if I can support you wearing it out to that hot parade today.
Am I wearing it to the hot parade, but I'm wearing it with leather. And I was like, I'm going to be a leather wearing in the summertime. I was like, is that going to be you leather wearing in the summertime? And I was like, yeah, that's what's about to happen.
It's hilarious. At least you're going to get the shot. You're going to get the shot.
Yeah.
It's good.
I love talking to you on Saturdays, y'all. It's so important. I want to check in. Like, we have to have some real frequent and consistent check-ins in a safe space, where we could just be like, sister, are you all right? Like, how you doing? Like, how did these last 30 days feel to you? And did they treat you well? And like, just all those things. I was sent Morgan over.
We may have lost you, V. Is your Wi-Fi on? Turn your Wi-Fi off.
I got into the mute jail. Am I out of the mute jail?
Oh, you're out of the mute jail. You're out of the mute jail.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My producer's back there making magic happen. I'm not mad at her. Yeah, she accidentally put you in there. And yeah. You heard, I'm quiet. I'm still practicing silence, y'all. I can't even hardly open my mouth. I'm just like, you know what? Ooh. I like the way that the birds sound. I like the way these little crickets sound out here. And I don't really have nothing to say.
That's a good, can you explain, though? That's a good place to start. I know that you've been, both of us have spoken that in the month of July, we were like, we're going to try to follow the example of our man, Dr. John. Francis, Dr. John Francis, who spoke to us on the last season of Black History Bootcamp about being silent, but maybe just explain a little for people.
Yeah, I was inspired by him, and I actually think life forced me to be quiet because I was just like, there's so much out of my control right now, and I have been in such a pressurized position in every corner of my life. From the basic things like where I'm gonna live to like the esoteric things about what I believe, it has just felt like a pressure cooker. And I don't think I'm alone. I think there's so many people, like with your family, with your friends, with your job. And rather than defend myself or my position, or rather than over explain or like, you know, even catch feelings about it, I just have been trying to practice what I heard on this app, is like kind of benevolent detachment, where I wish everyone well, but I don't need to respond. And I don't need to pick up what people are putting down. And you all have heard it here. One of my favorite moments from one of our foremothers was Maya Angelou, when she was talking to Dave Chappelle, and he said, how do you handle it when people scandalize your name? How do you handle it when people say you smoking drugs, you on crack, you know? He was like, I never did nothing wrong to nobody for people to come at me like that. And she said, I don't pick it up or I don't put it down. I don't pick up what they're given and I don't put down what I know to be true. And it was so powerful when she said that. And I was just like, you know what? I don't pick it up, I don't put it down. So when people, I mean, I told you two times today, people came just out of left field. And I was just like, oh, I'm not picking that up. And I'm definitely not putting down my joy because I got broadcast. I got a show in an hour.
That's right.
You have me, Satan, but I'm silent because these arrows is falling at my feet and I'm going for a walk. It's just like, you know, so it has felt so refreshing. It is a practice of faith, silence. It is the refusal to muscle through
there right
the hardness
now.
Of life.
Yes.
It is a refusal to muscle through the hardness of life. It is a surrender to the storm. It is a playfulness. It is an orientation toward the light. And it is a pumping your arms when you get some clear space and walking tall and walking strong and walking fast and far in the direction you want to walk. And listen, I'm not afraid to speak clearly. I'm speaking right now. I'm saying when I got something to say, I'm going to say it and I'm going to say it better because I ain't going to use my voice and my energy for all this. I'm not going to do it. So that July has been so refreshing. I have like, talk about getting your energy back, talking about getting the sparkle back behind your eyes, talk about your skin looking better. Like, it is just so refreshing. And I've been like, all right, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to wake up and we're going to give God the glory. This is what we're going to do today. Today going to be a great day. This is what we're going to do today. We're going to walk in faith. This is what we're going to do today. We're going to look to the horizon. This is what we're going to do today. That, you know, and I have to speak that over myself because I was spending too much words on other people.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
So that means that for that means that for July, one of the disciplines or practices that you think really got you through the month and on the other side now to August in a helpful way was a focus around where you can be silent and where you can know when and how to use your voice.
Yeah. And I think your voice is just one way sign into how you're using your energy. Because the truth is we're pouring too much energy into other people and not even from our own overflow. We're pouring it to our own depletion, our own thirst. And I'm just saying, like, I'm going to just fill me up, Lord. I'm just like, I lift it up, Lord. Like, I'm just saying, This life is abundant and beautiful. And like, I am just like a vessel, like rain down on me. I am a vessel for that. I'm ready to be full. I like being delighted. I like being satiated. I like to sparkle. I like to be resilient. I like to be passionate. I don't want to be dry. I don't want to be neutral. I don't want to survive. So that's what I decided to do in July, is to live.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I did a lot of the same. And then I also noticed that this past month, I really continued. I asked myself this almost every day. Like, is the story I'm telling myself true?
I kept asking myself that.
Is the story I'm telling myself true? And a lot of times on the other side of the answer, I found myself like speaking life over myself. So
yes.
I congratulated myself a lot in July. I did nightly audits where I just asked like, what was the thing I'm proud of? I celebrated like little small victories, like in my own mind. I just was like, shoot, that felt like an accomplishment, or go ahead, girl, or like, at least you got this thing. Or like, I just looked for the ways that I could really celebrate myself and tell myself a story that is honestly true, which is that I'm thriving, I'm healing, I'm putting my best effort in every single day, I'm kind, I'm good. You know, I just told myself things about myself because I'm breaking the habit of having told myself a lot of stories that were not true. And when you start to tell your own self stories that aren't true, man, you have so many cracks and openings, and you are so porous to let other people's stories come in. And then you attract what it is you tell. So then those stories compound, and you got a whole narrative. Then you got a chapter. Then you got a book. Then you got a trilogy. Then you got an encyclopedia set of information that you've built upon. And I think I told you this last week, I was listening to this Sarah Jakes Roberts, that's her name, Sarah Jakes Roberts, yeah, sermon, and she was talking about strongholds. And she was like, we have to tear down the strongholds, and a stronghold by definition is a fortified thought. And she was like, by definition, fortified means it's gotten strong. If you've told it to yourself over and over, it's really in there. And so you got to break the stronghold and know that it's been fortified, some of your thoughts and your attitudes and your behaviors since childhood. And you're tearing down those strongholds, and you're tearing down that fortification. And so it's not even going to be always an easy process. It's not going to be an overnight thing. You have to practice the goodness as much as you practiced, you know, doing the harm, or practice like not pouring into yourself. So it's not an overnight process. That's another thing I really focused on in July, was just like, I'm in the journey, and how can the journey feel good, not just how do I get to this magical destination by which I think on the other side of that I'm gonna be this other person or feel this other way, but how do I end the journey, be that woman, and then accept like that this is where it is right now. This is what it looks like. That was something Lori always taught me. Like, this is what it looks like right now. It might look different tomorrow because I got a vision and I'm getting towards there. But so yeah, I felt like July felt like a really good anchoring month for me. I felt the spirit of Girl Trek's radical welcome, which is what these conversations are even rooted in. It's like, I just feel the cheers, the prayers, the energy, the goodwill of other women in the community who I also see out there. Hashtag Girl Trek is on fire, y'all. I don't know what your chosen social media platform is, but search hashtag Girl Trek, and every single day you're going to see at least some women out there. And those women are just really, really inspiring me to walk in my own walk.
That's beautiful. Indeed, indeed. We got going for August.
Lord, that's such a good question, because we're already on the 4th. And this is important. This is why we need these calls. If you can't answer the question, what's in store for you, or what do you hope, what do you intend, what is your vision, you can't call it in. You can't experience it. That's why these walk-in talks, that's what's like, we're like, first Saturday, we are going to decide for ourselves what we want these next 30 days to look like. And you need your friend to be like, well, what's it gonna look like this? And then you gotta be like, that's a good question. Let me think about what it is. I set intentions the other day for myself, and my first intention for August was that I would feel safe in my body. I've really been working on like just feeling safe in my body, getting my root chakra together, grounding down, because everything starts from that place of safety. And I've been asking myself what things make me feel safe, and I've been really focused on that. And walking, y'all, has like, so my August plan is to walk every day in the month of August, and to feel safe in my body. Those are the two intentions that I initially set for myself. What's your intentions for August, Morgan?
Yep. I am going to stay with my trainer, Calvin. I'm going to go 2 times a week to Calvin, even when I'm traveling. I'm going to try and Kalima gave me a good idea that maybe he could do virtual training while I'm in California. I'm going to be traveling for work a bit. And I am going to get back to juicing. I am going to I just started a new prayer app for the morning and the evening called Lectio 365, something like that. I like the prayers. I listen to them on my walks. And then I'm going to double down on silence. I'm going to double down. And not just silence. I'm going to call it something. I'm going to call it something different. I'm going to call it spaciousness and orienting toward light, and not crowding in solutions, but having a spacious faith. A spacious faith is what I'm going to label this for August. A little more active, but a spacious faith is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to go on really romantic and game-changing dates.
That's what I'm going to do.
I love that. I'm going to double down. I'm doubling down on the benevolent detachment that we've both been working with, which I think is the form of, it's like a form of just the silence. And it's why when the lady was like blow drying and pressing my hair, and I'm looking in the mirror, and you know, I'll be having a vision for how I'm going to look, y'all. And then I come at home, you know, you got ex-boyfriends and peoples, you know, you got to show up. And then in that moment, I was just like, just let this go. Just who cares? I was just like, you're beautiful. Let it go. And I just, in other areas of my life, I'm just like, if I'm going through something with my man, if I'm like struggling, I'm just like, I'm trying to just like not be so clinging to the outcome and not be so, I mean, when you talk about our energy and how we use it, I have found myself trying to like telepathically make somebody do something with just my energy. And y'all, you can't make nobody else do something with your energy. You really can't. But I just have found myself like holding on to certain things so tight that I notice I'm like trying to make this outcome happen. And I just want to let some of that go. Let some of that go. Let God show up in those spaces bigger and braver and greater than I could imagine for something that can blow my mind. Lord, can you blow my mind? What's that gospel song? That's what I look at. Yes, he can do it. Like, that's kind of where I'm at right now. Just
ma'am, that song is not familiar.
I don't know what you're saying. No, you know what I'm talking about. God, you can blow my mind.
I don't know. Callers, if you know the song, call us.
I'm probably singing it wrong. Yeah, it's a new gospel song, but it kind of sounds like that.
Well, that's what, you know, what you just said is so powerful. Like, I think I've been thinking about what manifestation actually means, and then what its relationship is with the day-to-day and your control, and particularly over other people to get what you want. And I actually think it's part and parcel to like just, boy, letting go, it feels good. But I don't think you can let go with no vision for your life. I think you will perish. I think you have to let go knowing firmly where you are going and what you want and what it looks like and the texture of it, just like you were talking about. And then I think you have to let go. And I think that's the one too that we'd be forgetting. We like see it so clear, and then we try to muscle our way and get everybody to do it with us. And I just think, that's the okie doke. That's the okie doke, and so I'm committed to not doing that with you. Should we open up the lines?
Yeah.
Just a note, I do have a hard stop at 12:45. I know that's ignorant because it's a national broadcast. I got it.
Yeah, no, we want to open up the lines. We want to hear from you, but I did want to start with somebody who we have hopefully actually queued up to kick us off in terms of this like Saturday. We need a word for it because it's like testimony service, but it's Saturday morning. But we are, August is Black August, and hopefully you got your email yesterday all about the new merch drop, and hopefully you've been on the Girl Trek social media, where we've already started to talk about like liberation for this month. It's a month where we especially uplift like our incarcerated brothers and sisters and the freedom fighters who live at the edges of our community and really push and work. And there's such a legacy of it all the way back from the San Quentin prison, which is where Black August kind of originated from. And it's just been a powerful month of liberation. And we have somebody in our community and who's a part of the national team. She's so dope. Her name is Yolanda. She's on the call. So just unmute her if she's on the call. And I asked Yolanda to be our first caller today. One, because I can't think of a better person to speak to about radical welcome. And I want to ask Yolanda, like, what does radical welcome in Girl Trek mean to her? And then the secondly, I asked her to come on because this month in August, Yolanda has started walking for our community, the women who are incarcerated. And she's like, they can't walk for themselves. So every day she's taking a name from the community and she's just like meditating on that woman's name while she's walks. And it's so beautiful. So I'm hoping she's on. Yolanda, are you on the line, sis?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Happy Saturday. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. Just grateful, man. Just
grateful. Hey, yo-yo. Hey, yo-yo.
What up? What up?
What's that yo-yo song? You know it, Vanessa. Come on, sing
don't
a yo-yo.
You can't mess with my yo-yo.
My yo-yo.
That's the one I know. Don't mess with my yo-yo.
Yes. Yolanda, look, we got a lot of women hopefully who are already queued up, star 9, so they've come in. So this don't got to be a sermon, but first of all, can you just talk to women about look your story? This like how did Girl Trek welcome you? How did you experience radical welcome in Girl Trek? What has Girl Trek meant to you?
Actually, when Girl Trek welcomed me, that was radical for me. My first walk around the mountain, I was like, I'm just going to tell them who I am, where I come from, and a little bit my story so that they can be like, oh, we ain't messing with her. I ain't have to worry about them calling me back or nothing because I was like, let me just go ahead and get that part out there. But it didn't happen like that. They call me. They added me to Facebook groups. I was like, wait a minute. They don't put me. I just told them about my past and they put me in the Cool Club group. So that was like, I got something from Girl Trek that I had to fight to get from society. And that's acceptance and just seeing me and not my record or my past. So Girl Trek welcoming me and allowing me to just be me was radical enough. And that was one of the things that me and other women that have been incarcerated have been taken from us. You know, they see the label. They tell us when we get out, they gonna see the label. You gotta put it on the application. So we had to put our past in front of us before you allowed to get to even know us personally. So that's radical. That's radical. That's just that welcoming that y'all gave me was radical enough.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing it like that. Can you tell women what you're doing this month in August?
Yeah. So what I'm doing is I'm walking 100 days for women that don't have the opportunity to make that choice. Because I've been one of those women. And I put it out there because Girl Trek is about women, right? So I'm here to let y'all know that we're not going to forget about those women that society tend to forget about. Because any one of us could have been one bad decision away. We could have been like, if she say one more thing, I'm gone. And we could have had the same time that some people got today. Today I'm walking for a lady called, and her name is Judy Jones. She served 40 years. still serving 40 years, probably a little over now. A lot of the people I'm walking for, I've met personally. It's just been based off one bad decision, being in one place at the wrong time, taking the wrong turn on the highway, causing an accident that caused a death. So I'm filling in the gap. I'm letting them know that they're not forgetting. I'm praying for them. I'm talking to them on my walk. And while I'm doing that, I've gotten, just by me posting it, I've gotten people in the groups that I'm in to start walking too. They're like, I'm going to walk for so-and-so. I'm like, wow. The original thing was, let me know who's in there and I'll walk for them. But the better thing is that they're walking too.
Love that, Yolanda. If you have some woman who you want to submit their name to Yolanda, you can email her at liberation@girltrek.org and she will add them to her list. Morgan, do you have a final question for Yolanda before we open up the lines or anything you want to say?
Yolanda, what's on your playlist right now? What gets you crunk?
Oh, man. You know what's been getting me crunk? I'll put it out there. I've been listening to twerk music and Beyonce, her last album, Renaissance. And that album is dope. Twerk get me started. The twerk playlist start me stepping, but that Beyonce Renaissance, oh, she deep. She is deep.
I'm so out of the loop. I haven't even listened to it yet, y'all.
It's so good. It's good. It took me a whole year to listen to it because I was too sad last year. I was too sad. And it's like, I was like, oh, it hits so specific that it's like convicts you. It convicts you to either get in the game of the light in the life or sit on the sideline because, yeah, this ain't for you. It'd take a billion to look this good. Like, it's just so, it calls us to a higher place, that album. It really does. She was in D.C. this weekend for the concert. Shout out to everybody who put their ducats and their coins together around the country to go see it live. I admire you.
Yeah.
Well, Sister Yolanda, thank you so much for just sharing a word. Thank you for standing in the gap. And thank you for just making sure that we at Girl Trek with integrity are making sure that we build the biggest possible table so that every single Black woman from every walk of life, from every circumstance, knows that she is welcome into this community. I really appreciate you for doing that.
And thank you all as well for everything, for changing my life.
Love you.
All right, Tyreen, we're going to open up the lines. We got a queue of people and we got 10 minutes. That means we could take how many callers, Morgan? Do the math.
Five. That's five.
Like
four,
five.
No, that's four Black girl callers. Black girl callers.
Let's take four Black girl callers. We can't wait to hear your voices, your name, where you're calling from, if you got a praise report, a prayer request, if God moved, if you got a word for the movement, a recipe, something. This is the great information share. They're coming, y'all. Just letting them get on. Where are you going at 10:45, Morgan?
On a Savannah cruise and into a comedy show.
Ooh, that sounds fun. I went to comedy last night, actually. Are you there? Hello? We got somebody on the line? I mean, it's a slight technical difficulty.
Good morning.
Are you there? Good morning.
Oh, good morning. This is Cheryl Smith. I'm calling you. I just joined, and I'm walking at Oak Grove Lake Park in Chesapeake, Virginia. My goal for the month is to lose 8 pounds, to walk every day. And so far, this is my fifth day walking straight, even walked yesterday in the rain. So that's a big deal for me. And I just want to say I'm walking with an attitude of gratitude. I was diagnosed with MS 13 years ago, so I'm just happy to be up, out, and able to walk. God bless you.
Oh, that was the best praise report ever. Now you done inspired me, got me shouting all at once.
Are you still there? When you mean you just joined, do you mean you just joined Girl Trek?
Yes, ma'am. I just joined. This is my
awesome.
First.
Tell us how you learned about it.
Uh, uh, I'm in another organization, and it kept popping up on her timeline. And so I decided to take a look at it. And like I was just telling the person I walk with, she's been in the group since 2012. And I think I met someone at a kidney foundation who was also a member. But after it kept popping up on my sister's website, a site on Facebook, I decided to look into it.
Thank you so much for that. And that just goes to show every one of us out there, share your photos, share your testimony, share your videos. Sometimes it takes a minute for it to catch on with our community and friends, but they are paying attention and they are inspired by our stories. I'm so glad you're up and walking. Thank you so much for sharing that praise report.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes. She was like, I got my testimony ready. 60 seconds or less.
Hello.
That was perfect. Hey, sister.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Celeste Butler, calling in from Omaha, Nebraska, and I am the daughter of Maddie, I am the daughter of Lily, and I am the daughter of Sadie, and I'm celebrating my faith walk, alignment and consistency. And when you ladies spoke the word this morning about being yoked up, that was a message for me. There was a childhood injury as a baby that happened to my head. And sometimes the way my thought process works, I'll flip my numbers or I'll flip my words and stuff around. But in all of that, somehow I'm able to create these beautiful pieces of art. Sometimes I can't even explain the spaces that I go in to be able to create these things. But what I'm celebrating is just being bold enough to walk past my fears today. And press that star 9. I've been on several of your calls and wanted to press it and never did. But today I was bold enough to do that. And I thank you for opening the space for that. July 28th is a huge event that happens biannually in Omaha, Nebraska. And it's called Native Omaha Days. It lasts for like a week. I work in collaboration with Fabric Lab and some more of the community, brought in 30 women, children and men to walk with me to do a sunset glow walk. And it was so beautiful. The men stayed with us. We did approximately 3 miles. We walked to the world champion, Bud Crawford's studio, which is approximately 3 miles from where we started. Wanted to celebrate him as he journeyed to Las Vegas to win that championship and send light and love to him. And then this week, I kind of switched up my walk to walk on a different side of town, but still in my same area. Ran across two women Friday, two women today, and got a chance to share with them about Girl Trek. And just want to boldly step into my purpose. Keep walking, keep supporting and lifting up all of the things that I know that needs to come out of me so that not only the higher power can get the praise, but I can share with the world as well as my community. I am connected by this faith walk, and I'm telling you, a lot of people laughed at me when I start saying that, but I stopped trying to control every element of my life. And I get up in the morning and ask my higher power, what do you have for me? Who do you want to talk to me? Put me in front of those people. And I tell you, it happens. And I have been richly blessed by just releasing and letting go. And I thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep doing the great work. I am a huge, huge supporter of Girl Trek. One more thing before I leave. I've been solo walking for years, just trying to get people to come on. But people are starting to come on board now. And I'm grateful for that because consistency, and keep walking in faith and by faith. Whatever your religion is, whatever, how you worship that, but it is that faith walk that will get you going to where on the road where you need to go. Thank you.
Whoa. Rewind. Hit rewind. Y'all better listen to that. Y'all better meditate on that tonight. Hit rewind. Whoa, that was so powerful. I'm so grateful.
And the Holy Spirit did move. I'm glad she asked where he was going to put her today, and that he put her on this call. Thank you so much for sharing that, all every part of it, every part of it.
I say, I appreciate y'all so much. You don't know the work that, yes, you do. The work you've done and the impact that you have had. And there was an earlier conversation, I can't remember if it was this year or last year, when you guys had was featuring Malcolm X Center. And like I said, it's just walking distance from my house. Joanna LaFleur Ejiki, because she just got married, she is a young woman here doing some amazing things with this Malcolm X Foundation. And I ask you guys to find her on Facebook or Instagram and link with her and support her any way you can. We're trying to, Malcolm X Foundation sits on 19 acres. They recently, after all these years, just gave him an honorary to recognize this man and the work that he's done. There's been so many doors closed and buttons to have to push just to try to get this man the honor and the recognition that he so justly deserves. And I thank y'all for just saying and mentioning, and mountains have been moving. Spaces have been shifting. And I'm telling you, it's amazing things getting ready to happen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I'm so grateful she brought that up, because we have some really important news to share with our members. You all have helped us do some powerful things to start to protect our legacy, and particularly the built environment of Black history. And so stay tuned. The next Sisterhood Saturday, we're going to have some big, big announcements about both of those things. I'm so grateful that that episode created some traction somehow. So thank you so much for telling.
All right, Ty, let's see if we could get at least one more caller in. Love the diversity of these calls and conversations. Good morning. We're waiting for you to unmute. You got to hit star 9, and then you got to unmute yourself.
Yeah, you do.
How you on mute? Star 6 to unmute, I think.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us your name, where you're calling from. Yes, we can. You're our last caller on today's Sisterhood Saturday. Tell us who you are.
My name is Corey Cockrell. I am calling from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and I am hosting my first welcome walk in Kishwaukito, which is a little conservatory nature reserve, on the 19th at 11. There's hardly any Black women out here, so if you're listening and you're in Wisconsin, please come walk. I'd love
this
to.
This is my favorite use for a call-in. This is my favorite use for a call-in, girl. You gotta amplify your mission.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, so I love to walk, and I walk all the time by myself. And I was looking about a couple months ago on your website, and I didn't see anything in Wisconsin. And then I saw the email about hosting one, and I said, let me just try. And I actually met two Black women in the past month. So two of us, we're going to get together, and hopefully more people will show up.
I love it so much. It is a beautiful way. Tell me your name one more time.
Corey.
Corey. It's such a beautiful way to end this call, because what you're saying is, I'm a Black woman in a space where there aren't a lot of other Black women, that I looked for a way to connect, but then didn't see it, but saw that the call to action was that, no, I am the leader. You are the Harriet of Wisconsin. You can organize it yourself. You know, put your pen on the map, got your time ready. I'm out of breath because I'm going up these hills. And you have now invited other women. And that's the whole movement. It's the whole movement. And I'm so grateful. And we are so grateful for you. Thank you for, like, being a pioneer out there. And it just takes you plus one other woman. That's a crew. Now y'all got a crew. And just like the woman said before you, the consistency of what you're doing will pay off for your community.
Thank you. I hope so. I'm looking forward to seeing who shows up. So, and I'll keep walking
alone.
Thank
you, Corey.
Thank you for what you all do.
Yes. All right, Morgan, you got some final stuff as we started raining here. My earbuds died.
No, girl, I'm in the bathroom trying to put on some blush so I can look surprised.
All right, family.
It's been so wonderful, Vanessa, talking to you.
Always. I love you so much. Thank you for holding space for me this past week in particular. You've been such a dear friend. And I just really appreciate who you are.
I appreciate you too so much. I love you. And the love that we have just times and times a million, y'all. And hopefully that's the love that you feel today. Happy Sisterhood Saturday. Thank you so much, Tyreen, for holding it down on a Saturday for us, everyone. Welcome Walks, third Saturday of the month, August 19th. Find a place to walk. Put your pin on the Girl Trek map. It could just be you out there, or maybe a woman like Corey is going to look for a walk and see your pin and join you. That's what it's all about. Talk soon.